Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Origin Bancorp, also known by its ticker OBK. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth and grow your portfolio, you're in the right place. Today, we're diving deep into this regional banking player to uncover what makes it tick, where it shines, and where the risks lie. Let's break it down with a full SWOT analysis, blending recent news, financials, and performance trends to give you a clear picture of whether this stock deserves a spot in your long-term strategy. First, let's get to know Origin Bancorp a bit. This isn't a household name like some of the big banks, so here's the quick rundown. Origin Bancorp is a financial holding company based in the U.S., operating primarily in the banking sector. They focus on community banking, offering services like loans, deposits, and wealth management across their regional footprint. With a solid employee base and a presence in a competitive industry, they're carving out their niche in the financial services space. Their market cap and operational scale place them as a mid-sized player, not a giant, but not a tiny fish either. Now let's touch on recent performance and news to set the stage. Looking at their stock performance, Origin Bancorp has shown some mixed results across different timeframes. Short-term trends over the past month and quarter suggest a bit of volatility, while longer-term performance over the past year and beyond shows a more stable trajectory, though not exactly setting the world on fire compared to broader sector gains. On the news front, there's been some buzz around their latest earnings call for the third quarter of 2025, which dropped some key insights into their financial health and strategic direction. We'll dig into that as we go, but one headline that stands out is their focus on navigating credit challenges while pushing for growth. So, with that backdrop, let's jump into the meat of our analysis and see what's driving this company forward and what might hold it back. Strengths. All right, let's start with the good stuff. Origin Bancorp has a solid foundation in community banking, which gives them a loyal customer base in their regions. Their latest earnings call highlighted steady revenue streams with consistent performance in core banking operations. That's a big plus for long-term investors who value stability over flash-in-the-pan growth. Another strength is their profitability metrics. Their gross profit margin and net profit margin are holding up well, showing they're not just bringing in money, but keeping a decent chunk of it. This efficiency can be a buffer against economic headwinds, which is something you want in a bank stock for the long haul. Cash flow is another bright spot. Their operating cash flow and free cash flow numbers from recent financial statements indicate they've got the liquidity to reinvest in growth or weather any storms. For a mid-sized bank, maintaining strong cash reserves is a sign of prudent management, something I know you guys appreciate when looking for steady portfolio additions. Lastly, their dividend yield is worth a nod. It's not sky high, but it's competitive for their size and sector, offering a nice little income stream for those of you focused on passive income alongside capital growth. Weaknesses. Now let's flip the coin and talk about where Origin Bancorp isn't quite hitting the mark. One concern from the recent earnings call is their exposure to credit risk. They mentioned a specific incident that dinged their numbers, and while they're working on tightening up their processes, it's a red flag. For long-term investors, any hint of sloppy risk management in a bank can make you think twice. Their debt-to-equity ratio also raises an eyebrow. It's not catastrophic, but it's higher than I'd like to see for a company in this space. Carrying too much debt can limit flexibility if interest rates spike or if economic conditions tighten, and that's something to keep on your radar. Growth-wise, their revenue and net income trends over the past few years aren't exactly explosive. Compared to some faster-moving peers in the financial sector, Origin Bancorp seems to be playing it safe, maybe too safe. If you're looking for a high-growth story, this might not be your pick. Lastly, their return on equity isn't as strong as some competitors. It's decent, but not standout, which suggests they're not squeezing as much value out of shareholder money as they could. For those of you with an eye on efficiency metrics, this might be a bit of a letdown. Opportunities. Let's shift gears to what could propel Origin Bancorp forward. One big opportunity lies in their regional focus. Community banking often means less competition from the mega banks in certain markets, and if they can expand their footprint or deepen penetration in existing areas, there's room for organic growth. Their earnings call hinted at strategic initiatives to drive this, so I'm curious to see how that plays out. Another tailwind could be their ability to capitalize on digital transformation. While the data doesn't explicitly mention tech investments, the broader industry trend is clear. Banks that modernize their platforms and offer seamless digital services tend to win over younger customers. If Origin Bancorp leans into this, it could be a game changer for their long-term relevance. Valuation-wise, their forward PE ratio looks reasonable compared to historical averages for the sector. It's not dirt cheap, but it suggests the stock isn't overpriced for what you're getting. For value investors among you, this could be a chance to buy into a steady player at a fair price, especially if short-term dips create entry points. Finally, with interest rates being a hot topic, any favorable shifts in monetary policy could boost their net interest margins. Banks often thrive in rising rate environments, and while we can't predict the future, this is a potential upside to watch for over the medium to long term. Threats. On the flip side, there are some real risks to keep an eye on. First up, that credit risk issue from the earnings call isn't just a one-off concern. If broader economic conditions worsen, think recession or higher default rates, it could hit their loan portfolio hard. As long-term investors, you need to weigh how much exposure you're comfortable with in a sector so tied to economic cycles. Competition is another threat. The banking sector, even at the regional level, is crowded. Bigger players with deeper pockets or fintech disruptors could squeeze Origin Bancorp's margins or steal market share if they don't innovate fast enough. That's a slow burn risk, but one that could erode value over time. Regulatory pressures are always a concern for banks. While there's no specific news on this front for Origin Bancorp, the industry as a whole faces constant scrutiny, and any new rules around capital requirements or lending practices could impact profitability. It's not a sexy topic, but it's one you can't ignore. Lastly, their sector performance data shows that financials as a whole have had uneven returns compared to other industries. If the sector lags behind broader market gains over the next few years, Origin Bancorp might struggle to attract investor interest, even if their fundamentals are solid. That's more of a sentiment risk, but it matters when you're thinking about price appreciation. As we wrap up this deep dive, let's tie it all together with a long-term perspective. Origin Bancorp has a lot going for it. Steady operations, decent profitability, and a foothold in community banking that could pay off if they play their cards right. But the risks around credit exposure, debt levels, and competitive pressures mean this isn't a slam dunk for every portfolio. For those of you hunting for a stable, dividend-paying stock with moderate growth potential, this could be worth a closer look, especially if valuation dips create a better entry point. However, if you're after aggressive growth or minimal risk, you might want to temper expectations. I'd love to hear what you think. Do you see Origin Bancorp as a hidden gem in the banking space, or are the risks too much for your taste? Drop your thoughts in the comments, and let's keep the conversation going. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more insights with MarketSnap. We've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Keep building that wealth, and I'll catch you in the next one.